Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, and hello everybody. Welcome to our program tonight. And, you know, whenever I think about a program, what can I talk about? What's important to people? What do people go through? What do they think about? And I really believe that one of the hardest things that we have to do in life, when we're disabled, of course, I'm talking about mostly the disabled, one of the hardest things is not, and of course, you know, people may disagree with me on this, and that's fine, is not being disabled per se, but it's what we have to go through and these agencies and the government that we have to deal with when we're disabled. That's harder in my mind, and I'm sure other people feel that way. That's harder in my mind to deal with, that is, the agencies and trying to get what you need, than the very fact that you're disabled. Because I think that a lot of people who aren't disabled, you know, able-bodied people, they don't experience it because they don't need certain things that many of us need. Call from a woman today, disabled, mentally disabled woman, and Tiffany, if you're listening, we will try to help you as much as we can. Called about her utility bill, and she obviously fell behind, you know. Now, the money for that is there. Go and deal with the agencies and the rules and all the stupidity. I mean, what would it take for an agency to say, hey, you know, this woman is talking about a $190 bill. What would it take for them to raise the money, raise a little more, do it as a fundraiser, pay the bill? Of course, the other problem is there can be all kinds of complications, because the government could perceive that as the person has income. See, that whole concept has to be changed. What they give us, what the government gives us, to me, and I'm sure many others, is not considered income. It's money that they owe us for not giving us the accessibility that everybody else has. That's how it has to be looked at, and that's how it should be viewed. And if it were viewed that way, you wouldn't have this situation where, you got an extra $100 for the month or whatever the case may be. You wouldn't have the problem of recertifying every month. Or, you know, all you'd have to do is show them that you're still disabled. You still need, you know, you're still on disability. So it's the whole process that we have to deal with that makes it harder for us to be disabled. The bottom line of every one of these agencies, they'll all turn against you if it comes to a court thing with the to try to put someone in a nursing home. Spoke to a guy today, a friend of mine, from Suffolk Bus. His mom and his dad out of a nursing home. And he's telling me how horrible they are and how, you know, he had to fight them and struggle and do whatever he could on his own. So the agencies, by their policies, make it harder for us to be disabled. And that's why a lot of people who are disabled have more problems than they normally would were the system a lot different. So, you know, let's take the most obvious disability, visual impairment, and the Commission for the Blind, right? They're not going to back you up if you have to go into a nursing home. They're not going to help you if you want to go to a holistic doctor for an ailment or whatever it may be. They won't help you unless there's something in it for them. And that's the simple truth. They'll string many people along for months and months, sometimes years, because the money is coming in. But as soon as that money has diminished or stopped, they drop you. See? How they operate. Instead of, now the way they should operate is to find out what a person wants to do, put the money into an account person, and say, hey, here's your money. You want to do A, B, or C. You know, we'll help you as much as possible, but here's the money to proceed. You know, you need information, you need a way to go or what school or whatever. That they can just provide and help you with. But you shouldn't have to fight for the money. The money should be there. And believe me, it would be a much better system if it worked that way. More people would be content. More people would find it easier to get a job. Especially if part of that arrangement was under the ADA, a fund to make things accessible. Part of it, the Commission for the Blind in every state should have a fund available. They should be allowed to raise the fund and just make everything accessible as part of helping the person to get a job. It doesn't work that way. They have nothing to do with that. They're not going to come along and renovate a place or fix it so that the blind person can, you know, move around or be in the establishment and be able to do the job. Case, they should be doing it to every place. So in that sense, they're making it harder for the person to be disabled. Now, you want to talk about the Commission for the Blind, and one thing that I've realized recently, since this is Guide Dog Month, and I'll talk about that, come back. I want to recognize a few people. Like Shelby's Kitchen. Thank you so much. Tom and Michelle. Great food, catering. Bellport, New York. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. And our good friends, Tom and Michelle. And, of course, you'll see a wonderful presence of Milton over there. All right. I don't know if we have an engineer. You on board? I don't know where she is. I was going to give the phone number out, but I'd like to know that the engineer is on board. All right. I'm going to see if I can reach the engineer, but don't hold your breath. So we're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. You talk to Gary. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And my good friends, thank you for your help and for supporting the day for Milton and supporting Inner Sight in general. Greatly appreciate that. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, one of our buddies, and we thank him for his pledge of an up-and-coming donation. Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186, Islip, New York, Kennedy. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy. And let's see, trying to reach the engineer. And right now I have forgotten the number, but I'll try it in another minute. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, brought to you by Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Silo, the self-advocacy group coming up October 14th. Get the info on their website. And 631-880-7929 is the phone number if you want to make a note of it and call them. I'll give you that number again in a minute. October 13th, self-advocacy. October 20th, the first news conference of its kind, telling people know how nursing homes can truly serve everyone, and in a good way, turn them into accessible housing. All right. And that silo number, 631-880-7929. That nursing home news conference, October 20th, and we're planning to make it big. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, Little Bear, Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Check them out. Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004 on the Big East. By the way, if you're listening, I believe we don't have an engineer, so we cannot acknowledge your call at this time. If you want to leave a comment on the show, call the Inner Sight number and just leave the comment, 631-224-3090. And let's see, all right, Big East Akita Rescue, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, who we had on our television show, Athena, Tramile for a Child, Athena is a beautiful young lady who has been kept out of the institutions by her mom, who is our advocacy for autism. So Inner Sight works. The government and the agencies could make it easier to work by changing the system. All right, hey, you want to stay in shape? This guy, Devin Fernandez, can show you how to do it. 631-445-3464, Fernandez. And you can learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape. Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. Again, the number, 631-445-3464. All right. Of course, all of our friends. I want to thank Tony and Jennifer for their donation to Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate that. Yeah. So we need to evolve in this system. This system to set out on a course of action that will make it easier for a disabled and elderly person and those who become disabled, make it easier for them to succeed and to work the system. And you know, the government can make money on this idea. We're not asking them to make it easier by putting up money. No, to the contrary. We're telling them to make it easier by allowing the agencies to become partners with the disabled and make it easier for us to receive the help and the money. You know, when you train a dog, be a pet dog or a service dog, you reach a certain point on the dog. And I learned this from Dave Burke, one of the greatest guide dog trainers in the world. You reach a certain point where you, in a sense, say to the dog, "All right, I've taught you everything you know. You know how to do it. You know how to perform, you know, about the traffic and whatever else, if it's a guide dog, whatever else. All right, go forward." David used the term, you give the dog his head. In other words, now you got your brain, I taught you, go ahead and do it. That's what the agencies and the government should be doing, that they should have. And a big way they could do that is to put the funds in an account that we need to succeed. You know, estimate how much or whatever way they're gonna measure it, that of course is negotiable because each person is different. But put that in a fund so we don't have to go and fight for that money. All right? I'll give you an example. I'm fighting right now with Section 8 housing. They gave my landlady permission to raise the rent. All right? But they didn't take the money. The extra rents over $200, they raised it over $200. They didn't take the money and put it and say, "Here, Frank, here's the extra money. We gave her the raise. We're going to pay it." They didn't do that. They put it on me. You see? You see how the government works? They put it on us with all these stupid regulations and rules. We don't need regulations and rules like that. We need to be able to live our lives and survive as disabled people. Now, I'm not talking about, give somebody all the money they want. No. I'm talking about within reason, for a purpose, you know? And if anybody does anything illegal or criminal, they answer to the law, just like anybody else. So there's got to be built-in safety features with the whole thing. So there you have a way that it can become easier to be disabled. You see, if you know that you don't have to wake up every day and go and fight for the simplest little thing, oh, I'm going to be recertified. My uncle gave me $500. You know, he cares about me. Do I tell him about it or don't I tell him about it? I'm doomed either way. Should not be. Got nothing to do with anything. The money they give us is not income. They call it that, but it's not. It's paying for the fact that we have to fight for everything, that we don't have accessibility in our lives. All right. The other day, I got lost on the highway here, coming home. All right. There's only one traffic light in my neighborhood that's accessible. And I couldn't find that light. A friend of mine had to come and pick me up. But, it's crazy. It's crazy. Where the Commission for the Blind should make sure that every damn traffic light is accessible for us, especially for the people who can't see them and everybody else. We have to struggle. We have to be tough. We have to become advocates because of the whole system and because of the way it's set up. We don't have an engineer tonight. Period. I don't know where she went. Looks like she probably lied to me when she told me she's going to do the show. All right. And she's not on. So I apologize to the audience. If you're on and you, you want to speak, yours truly can't read the board. All right. The only way you can get a comment on, if you call the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3080. And 224-3090, and that's a 631 number, and leave your comment. All right, Inner Sight. And we are determined to change this system so that people who are disabled, people who may become disabled, elderly people who need help, do not have to struggle for the simplest things of life And to get something that's where that the money is there for. You know, it's like the money is there, but you can't have it. You know, we have to verify you. We have to harass you. You know, we have you and everything else. And then even after all that is over, many people don't get the help. So we're determined to change that system because people should not have to go through that. And it does. It makes you worse as a disabled person because now you're trying to deal with your physical disability, this psychological burden hanging over you. Story of one woman on the nursing home transitional, or trying to get on the nursing home transitional program a couple of years, and after a couple of years, they tell her, you're not eligible. See? Now, we can only figure out what goes on here, you know. The whole key here is the money. If the authorities, you know, the upper management, whatever you want to call them, decide or lose the money for some reason or take the money away, the person is not going to get help. As long as the flow of the money is there, they're going to get service. Of course, that service may not be good, but, you know, as long as the money is there, most of the money goes to the agency, not to help the person. Well, that's what needs to be changed. We need to have a system where disabled people play a direct role in helping themselves. And that includes having the funding provided, through an agency by law, and having the agency fundraise to keep or to help a person in accordance with what it is they're trying to do. The way it is now, it's a battle, it's a fight, it's a never-ending stress on a disabled person who's already stressed over being disabled and trying to deal with the medical end of it and everything else. And here the agency comes along and they make it worse. And then many times when you go through it, whatever evaluation or whatever they want to call it, then you wind up with nothing. The agency gets paid for the time they put in to evaluate you and try to figure things out in their own stupid way. They get paid for that. The disabled person doesn't. We've said many, many times, this being disabled is hard work. You're damn right it is. And the government and the agencies make it harder the way they're set up. Being National Guide Dog Month, I cannot resist talking about Milton and how that agency out there in Smithtown, New York, has made it horrible for Michelle. Not only did they kill her dog, now they don't even want to know her. They won't help her. They won't do a thing for her. And to make it worse than that, the Commission for the Blind hasn't said one word about Milton or about any kind of up-and-coming, you know, remedy or licensing or regulations. I mean, what kind of a governor who knows about the death of Milton, I'm sure, let that go without even saying words of sorrow or anything? I've never heard her say anything about Milton. And this is why the system is failing, you know, because of the way people are treated and the way these agencies operate without no regard for someone's rights. By the way, we're planning to do a day for Milton out in Texas. We have a tentative date of April 18th, and we'll certainly keep you posted on that. It's going to be a glorious event. Milton deserves it. And if anyone out there would like to do a day for Milton, you don't need any money to do this. You have to find a place to do it. You know, and we'd be happy to assist anyone who wanted to do a day for Milton. It's about awareness, bringing people together, and creating more and more names on our petition. We have almost 76,000. Seem to have 1 million names by Christmas. That's our goal again. We missed it last year. We're going to keep on until we get it. So a day for Milton in your town, in your neighborhood, we would love to talk to you about that and be a part of it. I want to thank my daughter Mary, who is working with her fiance Tim on a day for Milton out there in Justin, Texas. We really appreciate that, and maybe we'll get some other agencies to join us out there in Texas. I don't know. There's got to be different agencies all over this country who are open-minded. I'm sure there are. You got to find them. So we'll see. That remains to be seen, and I want to thank the Ice Lip Cleaners for their $50 donation. Thank you, Danny. Danny's dad is visually impaired, and I showed him the story about Milton, and he asked me if he could give a donation. Thank you so much for that donation, Danny. Inner Sight, if you're listening, we don't have an engineer. I don't know what happened to her. Call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090 and leave a comment if you want. That's all I can tell you because I can't read the board. Hopefully, we will remedy that situation soon. My daughter is working on it. So, you know, going back in time, speaking of my daughter, going back in time 37 years ago, when my girlfriend, Kathy, was pregnant with Mary, and we did some classes on the Lamaze, and you know, we did the exercises and all that, and the concentration that the woman does. You have to pick a focal point. So Kathy picked Mountain. Now, Mountain was a 100-pound Akita dog that was trained as a guide dog. And she picked him as the focal point. And we were in a class and doing everything that they wanted us to do, you know, following their instruction. Came the time of the birth, and boom, there it is. Didn't want to let us in. We took the class. I believe we had a certificate, too. We took it. But they didn't want to hear that. So we had to, we went to the human rights and we sued 15 hospitals. And Lenox Hill in New York City heard about it and they invited us. But now where were the agencies in all this? Not one agency for the blind came forward to help us. Not a one. I mean, even if they disagreed, you know, we took the class, we were legitimate, we knew what we were doing, they wouldn't even make a statement. So we're in the delivery room, they put a gown on the dog, a sterile gown on Mountain, and I forget how many hours, it must have been at least 10 hours altogether. Exhausting, you know. Kathy had, she was epileptic. She had epilepsy. She didn't have one seizure throughout the whole thing. Mountain was right in front of her. She was looking at him. He was looking at her. And she evidently felt very safe, you know, not one seizure. And then May 19th was the day, 37 years ago, Mary came into the world. And one of the magazine articles says, dog delivers baby, you know. So every day has its, every dog has its day. That was Mountain's day, I guess. Point being, we had to fight to get in. Not one agency for the blind stood up and said, hey, you know, We'll pay for it. We'll do this. We'll help. What do you need? You know, they could have made $1 million on that as a fundraiser. But you see, that's how the system is, and that's why a lot of people who are disabled don't even bother with these agencies because they know. I don't blame them. I don't like the way they are. I like the Suffolk Independent Living out here, Silo. They're pretty cool people, and they care, and they're trying. They're stifled by the state with so many damn stupid rules. But they're still hanging in there. They can do. So much so that they're supporting our nursing home news conference on October 20th. And we'll keep you posted about that at Silo. If anyone would like to be a part of that, call us, leave your name and your number, and we'll get back to you. We'll let you know how we can try to hook you up with the, if you want to speak or tell your story at the news conference. All right, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Phone number 631-224-1222. 3090. You can listen to this show anytime, day or night, in the archive. And last count, we had 122,000 plus. All right. We need names on our nursing home petition. You go to change.org, put it in a site, see some horrible pictures of people from the nursing home, and put us on your social media. Help us get those names. Help us graduate. We have 175 names. 175 to 1 million. That's what we need. 1 million names. That would be impressive. To get the nursing homes turned into accessible housing. That's the goal, the bottom line. So check it out. And then also you have the service dog petition. And that has almost 76,000 names. And we're trying to up that. This being Guide Dog, National Guide Dog Month. We're asking people to please sign petition in honor of Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school a year ago, July. We truly believe that if that school were regulated and licensed, Milton would have had more of a chance and still be alive, because someone would have, one of the responsible people would have said, hey, Where's the dog? Where's Milton, you know? I'm responsible for that dog. I got to make sure Milton's all right. If they knew that they could get in big trouble with the law under regulation, federal regulation, believe me, a good chance that they would have insisted upon locating Milton. And thus his life would have been spared. So we're out to license and regulate all service dog schools. And I got to say, another thing that bothers me very much, I don't know, there's about maybe 14 or 15 service dog schools in this state. Not one of them, to my knowledge, has reached out to Michelle, the woman who owned Milton, and said, hey, we know it's a shock. We know it's horrible what happened. We sympathize with you. We're so sorry. We would like to offer you a guide dog. Not one of them. See? There's the damn ass system right there that we're talking about, because the money should be there for a guide dog. Now take Michelle. The money was in an account for another guide dog. All right, if you don't want it, you don't want it. That's up to her. But if the money was in the account, believe me, it would mean a lot more than it does now. Every blind person could have money in an account. They use a dog to, just in case something happened to their guide dog, you know, and they don't want to deal with the conventional stuff or whatever it may be, to fall back on it. That's what we're talking about. And that money could only be used in connection with a service dog. So, yeah, change the system. Get rid of all these stupid rules that are put upon us. Make it easy, easier, I should say, for a person to be disabled. If you have to be disabled, you don't want it harder. You want it easier to deal with. You know, you lose one of your loved ones, you lose a roommate, maybe, who was helping you pay the rent or whatever. If the money was there for all these things, housing, service dogs, jobs, if that money was in an account for everyone, you know, separate accounts, it would be a lot easier being a disabled person because you know that it's there. You wouldn't have to worry about it. You wouldn't have to go fight with any one of these agencies and prove your whole life to them that maybe somebody gave you an extra couple of $100. That is so stupid and humiliating. And the way these agencies operate, and the way they treat us, they make being disabled worse. They make us worse by the way they treat us. Think about it. Look what they did to Michelle. They made her worse. Don't let them do it. Join in a fight. Fight back. We'll show them. We'll teach them. We'll do that day for Milton in Texas. We'll do the nursing home news conference in October. We'll do the self-advocacy at Silo October 13th. We'll do all these things and more because we're going to teach them. We're going to teach these agencies that they cannot push us around. And we're going to teach them that that money that they have belongs to us to help our lives so we can function better and not have to struggle as much. I've said it time and time again. I don't care if a person gets a big salary in an agency, but make sure you take care of the disabled first. Make sure we have everything we need. It's so true. And here it is again. End of the month. Most disabled people have nothing. And they're struggling. Where are the agencies? Don't they use us to get that money that they have? You better believe they do. There isn't one agency that doesn't. Why do you think they want you to sign all that paperwork and fill out all those questions? They use you to get the money. That's all that is. They don't care about you. And they'll use it to put you in a nursing home, too. What was it? Bahamundi, the lawyer. James Bahamundi, by the way, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. And he told me that you don't have to sign anything if you don't want to. And they still have to help you, intimidate you. Don't let these agencies intimidate you. Especially if you can't read it, you shouldn't sign it. Inner Sight fights back. We go on. We are here to teach the people to the system and the people because we know the way it's set up, it's bound to happen. Tragedy was bound to happen at the guide dog school. Look at the way they're set up. No law. And the horrible, horrible emotional stress that comes with the death of your guide dog, but it's even worse when it comes as a murder. All right, in the sight, let's see, tomorrow night's the funnies, don't forget. Have some fun tomorrow night. Monday night show is called Mad or Glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about. Tuesday's open mic. And Wednesday, of course, is the nursing home show. Every Wednesday. Thursday, we usually do a different subject. And, of course, Friday, the fun news. No engineer tonight. I don't know where she went. But we go on, no matter what. And my daughter Mary, who would normally take over, is indisposed. All right, in a sight around the world, and just to review, agencies and government should be in the business of making it easier for us to be disabled instead of harder. You know, as a matter of fact, that's one of the questions. They want to ask questions. What would make it easier for you as a disabled person? What can we do to make it easier for you? That's how they should approach it. And of course, you know, I'm talking about, give me $1 million. No, no, no. I'm talking about reasonable, solid, good things that would help a person progress in life. So, change this system. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. License and regulate the guide dog schools. Put money behind the Americans with Disability Act so everything can be made accessible. Those are the three basic things that we need in this country. And, you know, first, second, third, you can arrange that any way you want in accordance with how you feel about it. What comes first, nursing homes, service dog schools, or the ADA? Another one of the horror things is people in nursing homes being denied the right to have service dogs. What kind of a judgment is that? See, that's what happens when you have no law. People are not protected. As soon as they find out you're in a nursing home, they don't even want to bother with you. Well, Inner Sight is not like that. Anyone in a nursing home who would like to have a service dog, call us, contact us. Give us the right to advocate for you. And we'll do our best. Because we want to make it easier for you to be disabled. And that's how every agency should operate and function. Make it easier for the person. This woman who called me earlier, nice lady, trouble with her electric bill. She has mental disability. And I'm thinking, she can't call the mental hygiene people and say, hey, I have a mental disability. I'm behind on my electric bill. Think about it. There's no fund for that in the agencies that deal with mental illness? Not that I know of. And then you know what they're doing? They refer you to other places. They make you do their work when they should call and try to get you the money. Make it easier for you. So there you have it, world. Inner sight. Working to improve the system to make it easier for a person to be disabled. You have to be disabled. Everything should be done to make it easier for you. And especially if the agencies can make money on that, and they could if they listened to us. I prove it all the time. People like to give money to help the disabled. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Email innersight1620@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Sorry about the no engineer situation. Inner Sight, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.